The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
This is Senior Solutions with Eric Stewart on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Welcome to the Senior Solutions Show, brought to you by the Senior Solutions team at the Eric Stewart Group, and today we'll talk about downsizing on the water, the dream. If you've missed an episode or find any information we talk about today that is helpful to a friend or family member, send them to ericstewartgroup.com, or you can call us for directions on how to access the information on an app. We'll be glad to walk you through that. The toll-free number is 800-900-9104. Hey, our goal in real estate is to help seniors in this show understand better how to age in place well. Our goal isn't necessarily to sell your house if you don't want to sell. It's to help you live an effective and rewarding life in the home of your choosing. Whether you decide ultimately you're going to move to a retirement community, whether you want to buy another condo or rent an apartment somewhere, live with your children, or move to a continuing care retirement community, where you would get independent living, assisted living, and maybe memory care if it's necessary. Each week, we try to bring you insight into making that happen, which is why Stuart Rosenthal comes on and shares information that comes out of the Beacon newspaper. That's a free newspaper that goes to over 1,500 locations around the metro area. And then in addition to that, we have Helen Flynn, who also brings her insight into living well as we're getting older.
Rock me on the water, sister.
So downsizing on the water is the first topic of today's show. So if you think about being on the water, I'll tell you what I think. Everybody I've ever talked to who's got a place that's at the ocean or on the water love it because of the view, just the serenity and tranquility of the view. But the flip side of that, the maintenance side of it, unless you're made of money and can afford to just pay for somebody to take care of it. And the majority of homeowners have a second home, but it becomes a burden. It becomes something that has to be maintained. And you oftentimes burn through maintaining a house when really what you want to do is just go there and relax. So if you decide to downsize and you're looking for an alternative lifestyle, you might want to think about a smaller house. And you might think, I really want to live on the water, but I'm going to give you a couple things to think about. Number one, the advantages of being on the water. You don't have any landscaping. You don't have to cut the grass. You don't have to mulch the yard. You just look at the water or the ice, right? Simpler life. Your built-in community around you because you've got other people that are there that also like the water. So, you know, that 5 o'clock somewhere kind of concept is kind of a nice concept for coming home and just relaxing, reading a book. The proximity to nature. And just the peacefulness that comes from living in a home that's on the water, it's nice. If you choose that option, you could do a motorized houseboat or a yacht, which could move from place to place, or you could do a moored floating house. Now, a moored floating home is essentially a home that is moored to the bedrock, the bottom, and is essentially moored, either tied in or it's actually attached to a permanent structure that's on the land so that it won't go anywhere, but it still floats up and down with the water ever so lightly, of course, unless there's a hurricane, in which case, hey, you know, could be a lot more. And you have to be aware that when you have a houseboat, there's a greater chance for damage to your property as a result of natural disasters and human error. Now, what do I mean? You could be in a dock someplace like down in St. Thomas and be on the water and have a hurricane like Maria come through that turns everything upside down that's on the water. And so you need to have excellent insurance in place that will protect your investment and making sure that that investment will not be destroyed in that case. You also have the potential for human error. Somebody drives a boat past your houseboat and, you know, hits it. You know, you don't have a lot of hitting of houses on a street. I've known of stories where car careens off of a street and ends up right in the front of a home, right into the foyer of a property, but that's most unusual. I think the chance of a boat, you know, someone turning the boat a little too fast or otherwise, there's a little bit more of a chance of that. Well, there is a floating home that I want to mention here. And by the way, let me give a quick thanks to Sherry Coons, who's a contributor to the information I'm providing today. Lake Union Floating Home is the name of a house that was designed by ECOB Architects. And after this couple decided, they sent their kids off to college, they wanted to live a smaller time, they wanted to spend more time on the water, they took a year to build this house from January 13 and complete it in January 14. The entire house, from flotation base to finishes and accessories, was built in Port Townsend. Port Townsend's up in Washington State. And if you've never been, I do highly recommend. Last summer, I had the privilege of going to Port Townsend while I was up climbing Mount Rainier and backpacking on the Olympic coast. It's a beautiful city. And this particular home was towed and moored to its permanent location on Lake Union, where it was ready for occupation right after it was connected to the sewer, electricity, and gas. What's nice about this is that there's a 12-home community on Lake Union, and this is just one of those houses. So the community is built on the water, moored to the bottom of the water, and floats with the water, and the whole town supports that concept. If you want more information, just again, you might want to check this out. Lake Union is the name of the location. And if you've never considered this, I have often thought that a houseboat would be fun, except I don't like the ups and downs of being on the water when things are stirred up a lot. So, like anything I recommend, if you're going to consider relocating, go try something. Try it for a week, see if you like it. Try it for 2 weeks or 3 weeks and see if you still like it. And if you really still like it and you really think, this is my bomb, this is like meeting the one that I have always been waiting to meet kind of moment, then sure. Go ahead, build your house on the water and enjoy it. For more information on ideas on how to find retirement communities, you can get our Life Plan Community or CCRC guide at ericstewartgroup.com. Those are some wonderful locations here for independent, assisted, and memory care. Arden Courts, wonderful memory care system. And they're all over the Eastern Seaboard.
We baby boomers just got older than the president. We're all staring in the mirror, wondering where the decades went.
So baby boomers, I happen to be one. Born in 64, that's me. Yep, I'm the youngest of that baby boom generation now at 55. Happy birthday to me. Just passed. I'm grateful to be 5'5". I got to say, I was reading an article. This is by Bill Gibson from AARP, and he was suggesting that many baby boomers are looking to inherit their financial stability. So let me just take that word stability. Let's break it down. Stability means you can rely on something, right? Inheriting the ability to rely on something means you're relying on something that you don't have yet and you're hoping will have, and so you really don't have stability. But apparently, 20% of baby boomers, many who are facing retirement right now, they're assuming that they're going to inherit their ability to have stability from their parents, okay? And Gen Xers, that's the next generation below me, far higher, 36% of Gen Xers are assuming that they're going to inherit the wealth that they'll need to be able to survive their retirement. Hey, compounding interest, there's nothing like it. Tell your kids the same story. Tell them over and over and over again. I will say this. Some are conservative. Some are good savers. Others are not. And it's a hard thing to do. And, personality oftentimes gets in to the middle of saving and weakness and the hope to make something quick, make something happen quickly, gets in the middle of a lot of retirements. People make bets rather than sticking with the plan. And I'm going to say it again. Stick with the plan. Start saving, putting money aside. If you're 20, 25 years of age right now and you don't put any money aside, take 5%, which is, I recommend 10%. Take 5%. Stick it away. Put it into a money market fund with a broker and don't look at it. That money will be tax deductible now, and then in 30 or 40 years, it will have compounded growth. When I started in real estate in 1987, I could put $2,000 away. Now it's about almost 6,000 or more. And so that's on an annual basis with a simple IRA. There's obviously other methods for putting more away through Safe Harbor and otherwise. But that said, it's a good thing. Make sure you make your plan. Don't rely on your parents or grandparents to make you stable. You need to take responsibility for yourself to be stable.
I got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the fire.
Montgomery County, in the news again, leads the state of Maryland, in health life expectancy. So now I live in Montgomery County, Maryland. I live in Potomac, Maryland. That's where I grew up. Actually, I grew up in the house that I live in. I don't live with my parents. No worries. Okay. Bought it from my folks, and my family lives there, and it's a wonderful place. And I belong to a Lifetime gym, which is just a fantastic gym system. And there are many of them, sport and health and otherwise, here. So there's many opportunities. We happen to be an area, Arlington, Fairfax, Montgomery, D.C., PG. There's lots of great gyms, and folks are focused on living well in this area. They're making a priority on it. And I've said this for the last few years. You remember this. You want to do what's important now, so you don't have to do what's urgent later. So like banking money now for stability in your retirement, you need to bank time to take care of yourself. But that takes courage. And Helen Flynn is with me today to talk about courage.
I'm borrowing a senior moment today from an author by the name of Ken Druck, and he wrote a book called Courageous Aging, which caught my mind, and the tagline on that is your best years ever reimagined. And I took from it an affirmation that I'll share with you. I summon the courage I need to move forward and let go of old fears, hurts, regrets, expectations, and self-limiting ideas about my age that keep me from harvesting the joy, peace, curiosity, and love in each day of my life.
Thank you, Helen. Well, more Senior Solutions straight ahead. Stay with me.
Now, back to Senior Solutions on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Big house, big car, backseat, full bar. Houseboat won't float, the bank won't toast enough. Too much stuff.
Welcome back to Senior's Solutions. 50 years ago, when I was 5 years of age, I listened to music at the time because it was on the radio. I used to rock myself to sleep at night as a baby to the sound of Simon Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water, Sound of Silence. Music became a very important part of my life. And at the end of the era, in the 1969 era, there was the Woodstock Festival, which many of you will recall. John Fogerty, Carlos Santana were original festival performers, and they will be coming back again to perform. But this time, they'll be performing with the likes of Robert Plant, Imagine Dragons, and others. Now, this is going to be in August in Watkins Glen, New York, about 115 miles northwest of the original site. And the event is separate from an anniversary concert that's planned at the site of the original festival in 1969. Tickets will go on sale the 22nd of April, which is Earth Day. So, if you're thinking about it, I definitely recommend that you hop on the purchase of those tickets. John Fogerty was only 23 years of age when he performed his set in 1969 after the Grateful Dead hit the stage. And he took the stage after midnight and half of the audience was asleep. Apparently what he said was, I was frustrated and I said something like, we hope you're having a good time out there. We're playing our hearts out for you up here. And then somebody out there said, don't worry about it, John. We're with you. So he played the rest of the set of my complete Woodstock concert for that one person. Should be a great time. If you like music and enjoy music, you may want to try to get your tickets. But if you do, go for it on April 22nd on Earth Day. Buy them then, because my guess is they'll be gone in a blink. I love music. I love to sing. But, you know, I decided after hearing myself, I recorded a cassette tape. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's a plastic thing you used to stick into.
Wait a minute. I have a little bit of it right here, actually, Eric.
You do, huh?
A little bit of it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So that was my favorite piece right there. I called that one Hound Dog.
Kind of a dog.
So after singing my Hound Dog album, I decided that I wanted to actually make a living where I actually made money. And so I got into real estate 31 years ago. And, you know, in 31 years of real estate, about 3,000 homes sold. Last year, 167 houses. And this year, we're at about 50 already. So it's been a good year. Thank the Lord for that. And by the way, let me just say, I really do thank the Lord for the goodness that I enjoy. You know, every day we have to put on the new man and put off the old man and really work at being the best that we can be. We want to be the best people that we can be, don't we? But it takes putting off envy, bitterness, strife, and other things, and focusing on putting on kindness and gentleness and encouragement. You know, I was struck the other day, and I was at church and just looking through the book of Acts, and it was just talking about kindness, and there's this word jealousy. And the definition of jealousy, I've heard it many different ways, but the story of seeing other people around you who are doing well in their business, they're doing well, and they're actually maybe even doing better than you are. They become better than you are. Jealousy actually has this hardness with other people excelling rather than rejoicing in their excellence. You know, I was actually really prompted by that I don't really give a lot of encouragement. I don't really struggle with jealousy towards other people, but I don't give a lot of encouragement out to my competitors. And kindness would be for me to write a note and say, hey, congratulations, I saw you won this award. Good job. Even though they're a competitor. You know, that is putting on the new man. That is putting on good works. You need to have faith and works, like James says. And so I just think that it's important that each of us think about how we can be a blessing to other people in our lives. And it takes work on a daily basis. It takes time to think about where can I change and then apply change to it. Otherwise, we start to slide down the slippery slope of laziness, and you know where that ends up. I know, because I've been down that road a lot of times, and I'll probably still be down that road in the future at some point and have to smack myself upside the head and remind myself to focus forward on doing the right thing. So, hey, when it comes to getting your properties through the process of getting on the market for the spring of 2019 or the spring of 2020 or whatever era you're thinking, if you're a downsizing Don who's thinking about making that move, or downsizing Dolly who wants to get into a smaller place, there is just this process that we all go through. And I think the best analogy that I've come up with just through walking through this process with hundreds and hundreds of downsizers is considering it like a bridge, where you have to decide where you're going to cross over the bridge to, which is the first consideration. When you're finally ready to make the move, it's good to know what bridge do you want to build to get over to where you want to go. Sure, you might have a bridge you've built by saving money so that you can retire, but ultimately you then have to decide where is it you want to live. And a few weeks ago, I talked about a friend of mine who went to Panama, and she went to other places in Florida and so on, and she checked places out with friends, thinking about retiring with those friends to the same area so they can carry their long-term relationships into those areas. Most of us we'll probably stay in our neighborhoods in age and place, having the friends that we've had who stay local. But still, there comes a process that you still have to think about. Am I going to age here, or am I going to make a move? So today, I just want to take a few minutes and focus on, you've made the decision that moving is what you want. It's either you're going to move to Washington State to be near your son, or it's going to be, I want to be in a flat, I want to be in an apartment, whatever that choice is. You think about that bridge. And how do you get across the bridge? And the right way to approach it is to have a competent real estate agent come in who can give you guidance on how to approach the process of getting over that bridge. And how long will it take? And it may be that you're still 3 or 4 years away from crossing the bridge to someplace else. Maybe you're more immediate. But in our group, at the Eric Stewart Group, we have seniors real estate specialists. It's an SRES. It's a designation in the National Association of Realtors for a group of real estate agents who've made their focus, their heart is behind serving clientele who are seniors who want to get over that bridge and don't know how to approach it. Take advantage of this opportunity. I'm going to give you for free, I'm giving you something of real value, is to call us today. Have one of our SRESs come in, talk about all the different options that you might have. Maybe it's even giving you one of our guides, which has all the different locations for retiring. You know, there are plenty of good retirement communities right here, but there's also a lot of them across the country. Get some good ideas from one of our SRESs by calling us today at 800-900-9104. We'll either just chat with you by phone if you'd like, or we can come by and see your house and walk through. And it's so funny because when I say this, I always get an email or a call from someone that says, I really, really want you to come over and talk with me about selling my house, but I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. And I ask, well, why aren't you ready yet? Oh, my house is such a mess. It's just a mess, Eric. I don't want you walking through my house when it looks like this. I'm embarrassed by it. I have to tell people all the time, hey, I know you feel that way, but you have to understand that we're not moral judges of how you live your life in your home. You might have a lot of stuff. You might have more stuff than, you know, Imelda Marcos had shoes. But I'm still not going to judge you for how much you've got because, hey, we're all in a process as human beings, right? Like I said a little earlier, you have to choose to put on the new self and take off the old self. You have to choose to decide to make changes. Just like you, I have to do the same thing. So take advantage of the offer I'm giving you. Call us. Seriously, call us. 800-900-9104 and say, hey, I want to have one of your senior real estate specialists come talk to us. We don't know quite what we're doing. We don't know when we're going to do it, but we want to talk with somebody who knows how to approach this process. And we'll give you good guidance and we'll help you along the way. And if that's all that we do together, it will be our treat. Okay? By the way, if you're listening, you're thinking of selling and you do want to talk with us about selling more immediately, of course, please call us. We'll give you a definitive plan of action for getting over that bridge in a shorter period of time and how our team will guide you and how we'll prep you with our stager. We'll guide you through photography. Everything is included in our team's efforts to sell property. So there's no out-of-pocket costs in a lot of parts of your preparation. So call us today at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way.
We're so grateful to have the likes of Ken Hunter. Ken Hunter is the engineer who is behind the board every week. And I just want to take about 30 seconds and tell you how wonderful this guy is.
That makes for a good soundbite, but it's not factually accurate.
And if I could shut his mic off, I would because I don't...
Keep going. You're doing fine. You're doing fine. Keep it up.
So Ken is the humblest guy that I've never met. And Ken, I'm so glad that you are such a great treat. Seriously, though, I really appreciate the way you make the show sound, all these extra effects that you bring in, the hound dog music. I mean, that was priceless. So thanks for making the show good.
And when you were talking a little while ago about, being a better you and being more understanding and appreciative of, you know, the help you get in this.
You were really convicted.
Is this a good time to talk about my raise? Or, I just thought I might bring that up.
Yeah, we'll talk. I think the show's about over, Ken.
We'll talk.
So,
all right, I'm out of here.
Okay. Hey, it's time for Stuart Rosenthal. Stuart, good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
The Beacon Newspapers, it's your baby.
Yes.
You created this as a means of educating an older population on how to live well. So thebeaconnewspapers.com, our listeners could read there, but they can also pick up over 1,500 locations around the D.C. area.
That's
your
right.
Drivers are busy.
They are.
Delivering.
Free copies everywhere.
What do you have this month?
Well, another interesting health story that, you know, you're entitled now to an annual wellness visit. And part of that, at least for older adults, is supposed to be a cognitive assessment. But not every doctor is doing it. And there's no requirement of a specific test, and there's little data being collected on it. But less than a third of seniors say they've ever been assessed for the cognitive levels.
Oh.
And so the question is, are the doctors just assuming that as they talk to people they can tell, or are they really not doing what they're supposed to be doing? So if you have any issues, you know, concerns about your own memory, bring them up to your doctor. Don't let it go under the radar like that, because it could be something treatable like sleep apnea, depression, or a side effect of medication. And if it is something, you know, God forbid, to be like dementia, then you want to know as early as possible so you can make plans and maybe participate in a health study.
That makes good sense. Keep an eye out. And if you notice something in one of your friends, make sure you mention it to them. It'll help them too. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
Great insights from Stuart Rosenthal of the Beacon Newspapers. Hey, that's it for Senior Solutions. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week.
You know you can hurt yourself fooling with too much stuff.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper is meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.